This is KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by M-Prize Bank. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great, my man. Doing great. Trying not to be repetitive.
No. Right. Dog days.
Think of it.
Grind. The grind. The grind is real.
You're in the thick of it right now, man. Things are starting to shape up, and basketball's about to start rolling here. Conference tournament right around the corner, and once that conference tournament gets here, man, it's about to be crazy. I mean, it's about to be March.
Yeah.
Here in a few little over a week. So I'm just excited, man, because once March gets here, it's just crazy. It's crazy everywhere when it comes to basketball. So I'm just happy, man. I'm happy to talk about some basketball.
Heck yeah. Well, we had a week off for Kansas as they had a nice break, a needed break.
Yeah.
After falling to Texas Tech on Big Monday. They were back out on the road in Norman against Oklahoma, and really seeking that road win in league play against a solid team that needed a win themselves. Good to see Kansas get Kevin McCullough back. That's first and foremost. I thought he played well, having 10 points and 8 rebounds. But really, the talk of this game for me is Kansas weathering the storm, down 5 at half. Didn't look good at different times, starting out, and then second half, totally different situation, a different story. It felt like it wasn't even a game in the final 4 or 5 minutes. Just felt like Kansas put the foot on the gas and ran away with it. So kind of a tale of two halves, but a good win, and all wins are good, all road wins, winning on the road, no better feeling than that. But it felt like at this time, Kansas really needed that confidence boost to get that win on the road. Had 4 guys in double figures. That was great to see. Great play from Hunter with 20 and 16. Johnny Furphy was great, 15 and 9 on 8 shots. I mean, the guy's so efficient. And then Kevin back. So good win for Kansas. What's your overall impressions and takeaways from this game?
Yeah, just a gritty win, especially on the road for where they were at. I think, to me, that's really what it was. A gritty win, and a win that they needed, just in terms of the struggles they've had on the road, and to me, it felt like it almost couldn't be a better picture for them to have to face a little adversity when things weren't looking good. They didn't take the lead, it's about 9 minutes left in the game with a 3 from Kevin McCullough. So, again, having Kevin McCullough, back in the lineup again, I think, that helps out too. He came in playing 35 minutes, and, some of those guys on the bench, didn't get as much minutes and be able to get a flow, but you can tell, they almost had 5 guys in double figures, and it makes a difference. Kevin didn't score as much like he normally does, but it just goes to show, he made that impactful play to give them the first that first lead. After that long stretch for them being down, he gave them that little arc, and they right when they did that, the team didn't look back after that. So, overall impressions, it was just a nice gritty win. They rebounded the ball, out rebounded them, they shared the ball well. I just thought it was just a good gritty win, and not just because they were on the road, but it was just a good gritty win in general.
Yeah. I look at the second half, and I mean, Oklahoma going 4 of 22 from the field. They were 18%, 1 of 11 from 3. I mean, you can say, yeah, they didn't shoot well. I thought Kansas defense, I felt like there might have been a message at half from Coach Self, because that second half, I thought Kansas was really good defensively, really locked in, limiting OU to 1 shot. Oklahoma got the free throw line a good amount, but you look at the defense overall, thought it was solid. And I go back to kind of the heart and soul of this team, DeJuan Harris, who had 11 and 7, no turnovers.
Yeah.
With DeJuan scores in double figures and has no turnovers, that's usually a great sign for Kansas. And I felt like he was very good in this game, finding his balance, not just being passive, but also, you know, shooting the ball. He was 4 of 12, so you know, not necessarily an efficient, but staying aggressive. Like, don't go away from it. You miss a couple, and you're open. I mean, shoot the ball. Like, you know, I be a threat and continue to attack and pick and roll and make plays. And he was able to do that. And I think that always takes pressure off other guys when you have, you know, other guys kind of step up and get some buckets. And that really helps too. And it matters when you're on the road in league play, no matter who you play.
Yeah. And, you know, just, you know, piggybacking off of DeJuan with DeJuan, I think, you know, you said it best. When he's shooting, you know, I think that makes that team, it gives them a different look as well too. It makes them have to guard him honest. And, you know, when he's dialed in and, you know, he's ready and staying in aggressive mode, you know, he normally has a good turnout. Still 1 for 4 from three. To me, it's just the fact that you're shooting 4 threes. Like, good. Like, that's still making the defense wonder if they're going to keep letting you shoot these, or they're going to forget that their coaching assignment might say, hey, let DeJuan shoot. He's just a driver. And then they forget and come out and guard you, and then you can still get to your spots. Like, still shooting the ball still will open up doors. And, you know, you still have that chance of once it releases your fingertips, it may go in. If you definitely shoot with confidence, you know, Jerry, you're a shooter. I mean, once it releases your hands, if you know it's going in every time and it doesn't, you know you're ready for the next one. But for a guy like DeJuan, who can get wherever he wants on the court, just him being able to stay aggressive and look for a shot, it only makes his ability to pass the ball so much easier because he has such great court vision.
Yeah, I think, you know, shooters definitely have the mentality, and I think they have to have, especially when you're a major part of your game is shooting the ball, where you just have to stay aggressive and you have to. Open shots, you got to shoot the ball. I think Johnny Furphy would be in this conversation. He's open, he's got to shoot it. With DeJuan, I think he gets into this. He gets in his own way a little bit of, well, if I'm not making a shot, then I'm not helping my team.
Yeah.
And that's not my job or my role. And he looks at himself as a creator, distributor, defender. But I think there's still a place for him to be aggressive. He's got a nice floater.
Yeah.
Get to the rim, get to the foul line. He's a pretty solid free throw shooter. So, you know, I think sometimes he can go away from that just a little bit. He's such a good decision maker, but there's times,
yeah,
you know, I bet it's the KU games where it's like, man, DeJuan, you have a floater. Like, just yeah. go right to it. But he wants to see plays develop. That's his mentality as a pure point guard. That's what makes DeJuan really special.
Hey, but so I thought you were about to stop. Sorry, I'm about to talk about the DeJuan. You keep going, man.
No, I'm just going to say, I was just going to put it back on you. Like, you're a point guard too, but you... See, Jeff Hawkins could shoot it. He could score it. Yeah. He could distribute. He could kind of do everything. So
my mindset I played point guard in high school, and I guess I would try to consider myself as a hybrid, like point guard that can shoot, point guard ability with the point guard ball handling, point guard vision that can shoot the ball. So with DeJuan, like him, he has to think that, like him creating, you know, he's a pass first guy. But being able to maximize that pass first, you still got to shoot that shot. Shoot. You got to shoot it. Like, just shoot it. Because that's going to allow that defense to play you a different way to where now you can get to your spots. And again, if you shoot it with confidence and you're hitting, they're going to start sucking in onto you. And with court vision, you're going to be able to throw the ball wherever you want to. And as a point guard, when you have those options to where you can hit it, to throw it to the left, throw the dump. Hit the dump down pass, throw it to the wing, throw the hook pass. I mean, when you have all these options that are available because you've sucked in so much help, it just makes your passing ability so much easier. So for guys that are pass first guys, just stay pass first. Do that. We love that. I'm sure coaches want a guy that's willing to do that. Teammates love a guy that's like that. But to maximize it too, you still got to take your shot. So. It's good to see, even though DeJuan went 4 for 12, you stay aggressive. You might be 7 for 12 one game. You might be 12 for 12 one game. Who knows? But you got to stay in that aggressive mode for sure, especially with DeJuan's ability to see the floor. It's just going to open his game up even more in those because he can he's so accurate with his passes. He's gonna be able to see that kind of in slow motion when it's in fast motion.
Yeah, no question. I think to your point of just keeping a defense honest, it's gonna bring that defender out, and it also opens up your ability. Like the game of basketball, it's all angles, and it's all getting a step and finding a crease or finding a crack, especially when you're a ball handler and like you seek out those spaces. And when there's no space there, you got to take advantage. That means you're open. So but it's just funny. Like some guys fall into that mentality and that trap. And some of it is most guys is confidence too.
Yeah.
That's always what it comes back to. So we'll take a quick break, but before we do, we did want to tell you about Home Field Apparel. Home Field is committed to creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. Home Field has a growing collection of over 150 plus colleges to choose from, including your favorite team's unique logos, mascots, and iconic moments to create thoughtfully designed apparel. Shop your latest team's apparel. Head to homefieldapparel.com. Use the promo code KCSN23 for 15% off your first order.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We're presented by Emprise Bank. I am Jared Sutton, joined as always by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff, I did want to hit you on, before we get to talking about Texas, which is the next opponent for Kansas coming up, did want to talk about a couple things. One that stood out to me was some comments made by Coach Self around Kevin McCullough. We know he was banged up, sat out a few games. I was hoping the time off would kind of give him, some more time to get healed up. It does sound like, I think he's healthy enough to play, it sounds like he's going to kind of have to just battle through the rest of the season from what it sounds like. Any concern there with that? Is that something that you see on the floor with Kevin? Because he's such a tough dude, it's hard to really like tell. There were times, I think it was the Houston game when he wasn't doing well. He was playing through that, and there were times in dead ball situations where he would kind of grimace a little bit, and he would kind of lean over a little bit. But Are you seeing anything with that, or do you think it's just Kevin's a dog? He's just going to play through it.
I mean, it's probably a little both. Like, you know, you mentioned the grimacing, and he's a dog. He's going to play through it, and you know, I think some of the parts. And again, he's in the game playing at a high level, on a big stage. That adrenaline is just taking over in ways you can imagine. It's the times probably now, you know, when the adrenaline is low, and you know he's more calm, in a calm state. You know, it's how is he doing there? So, and that's, you know, I'm not seeing Kevin like that. So, I mean, I think it goes, you know, any concern with that, you know, one could say low management, all types of different types of things. I do know that one thing that, you know, from playing from Coach Self, one of the things that he's always done a great job of, when guys who are banged up in those type of situations, they'll practice, but there's some times too where, you know, they won't go as hard, or
yeah,
they'll pull a couple more days off to kind of let the body heal a little bit more, because it's banged up. And again, that's just with anything, you know, when the body's banged up and not closer to 100%, that's the times where you have a chance of injury. So there's always that risk of you know, what's really going on. But I think at the end of the day, it's one of those issues that, you know, Kevin has a choice to play through it, and he might feel a little bit of pain, and it's a chance that if he needs to possibly have some work after season, that I don't know if that's a possibility, but I can't quote, because I don't want to misquote myself. But right now, you know, he's fighting through some pain, and I they're just probably taking it day by day, and you know, just trying to listen to him and his body, and try to give him that extra rest when he needs it.
No question. I think too, just it says a lot about Kevin, because there's some games where he just hasn't been all that efficient. He was 4-14 and 2-8. Some of that is what we're talking about. You know, like he's got, like we were just saying, like, oh, he's got to shoot the ball. He's such an important piece to Kansas, right? And I feel for him, because he's having such a great year. And I think some of this stuff, man, it might impact his efficiency. I think about CJ McCollum last year with the Pelicans. He had an issue with his right elbow, like right shoulder area, when he shot the ball, and we were fighting for a playoff spot, and he's a veteran leader, and he played through it, and he was not right at all, and he had to shoot the ball, and when he would shoot it, he'd be in immense pain. And I just feel like, you know, there's a guy, those are winning players, man, like those guys that just kind of lace them up and is like, I have to play. And Kevin's one of those guys. So I just got a lot of respect for someone that's going to battle through that, for his team. So you look at too, this game going into it, we talked last week, Jeff, about just Kansas needing this winning. And so how they were going to win this game was the 4 and 5 position, like winning the paint, winning the glass.
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter was excellent. You combine him with KJ, they end up with 29 points, 20 rebounds combined between the two. That's the recipe, I think, for Kansas. And they were plus 16 points in the paint. Really did a good job on the glass the entire day, plus 11 on the glass. That's the recipe. That's what you want to see from Kansas.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about a plus 11, and that's one of the things that they do is, and what they've done, and, you know, that's traditional Kansas basketball, having that true big, and, you know, to see Hunter, you know, control the boards, you know, that streams from toughness, and, you know, for him to, you know, get it easy, to me, it always looks easy for him, an easy 20, and again, with KJ, you know, mopping up some things as well, too. KJ was just active all over the place. But, you know, having those two guys have great games. And, you know, KJ didn't do as much. He was more efficient as far as his field goal percentage. Didn't shoot as much. He had been off a couple games. But, you know, seeing him still be efficient, didn't shoot as much, but still impact the game. And having both of those guys play at a high level, it does nothing but help the Jayhawks. So, you know, they got to continue to focus on that inside presence and continue to milk that out. And, you know, it just wasn't the inside presence. They took advantage of the inside presence, and the guards as well, too. You know, they came ready to play as well, too.
You look at kind of the rest of the way here, as we with February 22nd right now, right? We got probably three weeks left in the regular season of league play. Kansas sits in third. They're 8-5 in league play, 20-6 overall. Houston just beat Iowa State. That Houston won, Iowa State 2. Now, there is a three-way tie for second with Baylor and Texas Tech in this conversation here. I kind of don't want to look too far down the road, but that Kansas-Houston matchup in Houston could be really interesting at the end of the season. So that'll be one to kind of circle, but work to be done. Kansas will return home. They'll face Texas on Saturday. Texas coming off an ugly game against Kansas State that they end up pulling out and winning. Had Texas and Houston on last Saturday. Saw Texas get beat by 21 to Houston and wasn't much of a game. So Texas really kind of needed this game in a bounce back way. Yeah. And were able to kind of take the lead late in the second half. You know, really had a lead at half, but it was just back and forth and kind of ugly. But it's an important game at home, and you look at Texas coming into this game. Dylan Dessou is, I think, probably their best player right now. And Tyrese Hunter, Max Asemus can really score it. You know, I think he just passed the 3,000 point mark. He's been in college for forever, it feels like. So they got a lot of weapons. Dylan Mitchell is a freak athlete. He's kind of always flirted with double doubles, high level athlete. They play probably 8 or 9 guys, but that rotation seems to be shrinking a little bit. Big game though for Kansas, and again they're all big, but a chance, you know, you get a win at Oklahoma. Now you come home, play Texas. You got to take care of you also got BYU on Tuesday at home. You know, those are two big games. I say that knowing Baylor is ahead on the road, and that's. You want to take care of these games knowing what's ahead. I don't want to look too far ahead, but, you know, when you start talking Big 12 outright and rankings, you know, this is what we're going to start talking about here over the next few weeks. When these are two games at home, winnable games and games hopefully Kansas can take care of.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of, you know, you definitely with Texas, when you're at home, you want to take care of your home. Yeah. And you're obviously playing, in Allen Fieldhouse, you know, that's a six-man advantage, a greater venue to play college basketball, the best. And, you know, you want to make sure you take care of best, especially like you talked about, you know, sitting in third right now in the Big 12 standings, two games behind. Houston, was it set up that way that Houston's and the Jayhawks are playing at the end of the season? Who knows? But it's going to be interesting because if you're the Jayhawks right now, you just want to make sure you close out. You want to take it one game at a time. You want to stay locked in because if you win out when you get to that Houston game, like you talked about, it could get interesting. Who knows what can happen on Houston's end, but if you can control everything on your end, and just be ready, when you get to that Houston game, you never know. You could be playing for another Big 12 conference title. So, again, this is that part of the season, man, where, you know, it's always fun each week. I know I talk about it's fun each week because, you know, as each week gets by and even when you're in the start, you're always talking about, man, they're great. It's going to be fun to see what they're like in February. Well, you know, it's this last couple of games where, you know, a win here, a loss here can change the outcome of your seeding in the big in your conference tournament, as well as your chances for even getting a conference title. So this is always, again, a fun stage because every game and you see the level of play tick up a little bit because now guys are fighting for seedings and other things in the Big 12 tournament. So this is always a fun place right now, but KU is definitely going to have to make sure they take advantage. They have two games, like you said, they have two games here at home against Texas and BYU before they hit Baylor on the road. So you definitely want to take care of business on your home court.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're exactly 1 month away, and it's that opening first and second round weekend. So it's on, man.
Hey, I just said conference title and conference tournament, man. That's crazy.
I know. I know. It feels like it's like flying by, and at all these games now, it gets tighter and tighter. Like, you don't feel this way at the beginning of non-conference. Oh, we're starting league play. And then all of a sudden now, especially in the Big 12, it's like all these games have such huge implications. And you got to take care of business on your own home court for sure. If you have any thoughts of winning the league, Houston's really good, but Kansas put it on Houston at Allen Fieldhouse a few weeks back. For some reason, I just feel like this is going to come down to that, which would be awesome. It would put then Iowa State's probably thinking, "Hey, we're right there with you."
Hold on, man, y'all be here.
The Cyclone is going to be traveling to Kansas City in full force,
yeah,
as always. And I'm excited. I'm always excited about the Big 12 tournament, Kansas City. It's weird to think that, you know, I grew up, and you, I know you grew up with the Big 12 tournament being at Kemper. And then it left for Dallas, and then it was in OKC. Yeah. That thing belongs in Kansas City, man. We're biased, but that thing belongs in Kansas City for many reasons. So, we'll break it all down next week. You know, Kansas, again, at home on Saturday against Texas, against BYU on Tuesday. We'll break it all down next week. Jeff, good luck with you guys the rest of the way as well in your season.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.